This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello and welcome to another day, another slay here on Joy 94.9. It is Living Life Single with Yanni driving the ship and me, Jono, co-hosting the show for you today.
Oh, Jono, hey.
Hey.
Had a good day?
Good. What do gay horses eat?
I don't know.
What's hey.
Oh, dearie
what
me.
What a lovely morning.
And it's been a gorgeous day here in Melbourne.
I've had a facial.
Yes.
A massage, a date, a coffee and a wrap.
You've done, so hang on. I know that you've had a date because you've told me. And I don't know if our listeners, are they just like, what? John is going on a date?
Yeah, just slipped it in.
Yeah. And you know, it's great. It's being a good part of being single.
I know. Now, talking about slipping it in, if anyone wants to slip it in, send us a message on air at joy.org.au or you can flick us a text 0427 569 949. And Yanni, what are we talking about today?
So, I was watching some shows over the break. So, we had a bit of a break. And one of them was a really great comedian, Tiffany Haddish.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah. And she's got a Netflix special called The Black Mitzvah.
It's
a little play on words there. And she mentioned this part, section that she talked about. And I thought, interesting. So I'm going to play you this section.
Oh.
And then now, if I can get this right, this is going to be...
I know, this is it. We've been away for a few days.
Let's see if I can get it right. This is what she said. This is what she said.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
Oh.
Someone to hold on us, love on us, and communicate with us. You're saying this is what we need in a relationship. And I was just thinking, hang on a sec. How do we get that when we're single? How do we get those three things? Because they're really cool three things, right? Someone to hold us, love us, and communicate with us, right? How do we get those three things? So I thought... Oh, why don't we dedicate a show to each of those topics?
Oh. Mm.
So today...
Not like we've got a plan.
No, we don't plan here. So today's show is all about I'm single and I need someone to hold me. So it's about getting a hug buddy. Today's show is all about getting a hug buddy and we're here to help guide everyone through that process.
And if you've seen on our Insta story, you'll see... Yanni and I hugging. That is some... I mean, that's clickbait right now. Living Life Single. And Yanni...
Yes.
We have a message.
No.
We've already got a message in. So if you are listening and you'd like to send us a message about today's topic or anything else, please do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you how in a moment. But this message is from Adam.
Oh, yes. Adam. Hi, Adam.
Adam has said, Adam from Melbourne, where is he? In North Melbourne.
Right.
Has said that he has a regular hug buddy.
Oh.
Not to be confused with anything else.
No.
A hug buddy. And his name is Dave.
Oh.
There we go.
Love it.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I think we're going to investigate.
Well, let's investigate.
What that means through this whole show. And if you're just tuning in.
Yes.
The context around the show is that Tiffany Haddish, who's this amazing American comedian, has been on so many shows. Yep. She's got Netflix special. Really great. Her story is absolutely amazing, where she's come from nothing and worked her way up. And she's now this been on some amazing movies and TV shows. And in her Netflix special, she said this.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
Amen to that.
Absolutely. And it got me thinking, well, how do we get someone? So ask the single people, how do we get someone to hold us, love on us, and communicate with us? So today's episode is all about getting someone to hold us.
Okay, so we're doing that one first.
This one's first. Yeah, so how we go about doing that as single people.
And how do we go about that?
Well, really good question.
Because really I just got here and look, I've had maybe three or four hugs, including the one from you. Mm. But each one is completely different.
100%.
You're a little tapper.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You're just like a little. I don't know. Like, oh. You're just like a little. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, where you're just little tappy. You're like, oh. Yeah, like, I don't know if you've ever noticed.
No,
like, I'm definitely go in there, like, armpit to armpit. You got to get in there.
Oh.
And Luke from the show before is a very big, I would say he's my hug person here at Joy.
Yeah.
Little Jace, also very lovely hugger. Yeah. Got to give a shout out to Little Jace.
He's great hugger.
Great absolutely. Hugger. Yeah. You know, so yeah, like, I've had three or four already today. I'm really enjoying today.
I'm going to need to get a hug from Luke.
Oh, my God. Luke. He's like 6 foot, thousand, whatever.
Yeah.
And beautiful bear. And you I just feel like you just go to sleep on his chest. That's the kind of hug that he gives.
And that's what we kind of need, right? And I guess my hope for this show is that for single people out there who want a hug buddy, it can be quite challenging to ask someone, right?
Yes.
So what my hope is that people can just listen to this podcast and say, hey, can you listen to this podcast and let's have a chat about the topic afterwards?
Yeah.
So then that does all the hard work. So then we do all the hard work for our listeners out there, Jono. So we've explained everything.
You're welcome.
And then, you know, that awkwardness of, because it's just imagine going up to someone.
You just need a hug sometimes.
And just say, hey, can you be my hug buddy, right? Just, yeah. I think that's a little bit embarrassing.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. So I'm just.
No, I don't know. Some people aren't huggers, though. So you always have to ask, but, and we will get to that after. But I get it because there's a guy at work I'm thinking about, right?
Mm.
He is the most beautiful specimen I've ever seen. Gay. He's getting married. He is so beautiful. Like, I can't even speak because I'm thinking about him right now. And he's beautifully muscular. Like, that's not necessarily my type, but there is, you know, he's got a beautiful body, and he always comes in for the biggest, bestest hug at work.
Ooh.
And it's like, and then, but then I do this thing where I've got my hands on his back and I knead his shoulder blades with my fingers.
Ooh.
And he's like, oh, that's lovely. And I'm like, oh, God, you just give the best hug. Like, listen, it doesn't have to get to that point, but at work, he gives a great hug.
Love it. There's so much to talk about here. We're going to talk about the science of it. We're going to talk about the rules around a hug buddy. And then guess what? Guess what, Jono?
What?
I'm going to call someone live on air.
What?
I know.
You're just going to drop that in.
Yeah, and just say, hey, can you be my hug buddy and just see what they can.
Someone random?
No, I've teed them up.
Oh, okay.
So they're listening to the show. So they've got like 20 minutes to figure out how to say no. So
you're listening to Living Life Single on Joy 94.9.
So there you go.
Stop it. Look, we're chatting about hugs.
Hugs.
And that's essentially what it's about today, right?
Buddy.
A hug buddy.
Yeah.
And I've had a few today.
Yeah.
Hugs, that is. A few huggy bugs.
Lovely.
We've got a message.
Read it out, please.
And it says, now, just give me a sec with one eye.
Yeah.
It says, Yanni is also as tall as I am, and he gives fabulous hugs. And that's from Wayne from Monday Breakfast.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Thank you. I think that's in response to you saying I'm a bit like tappy.
Oh, a bit tappy, a bit tall. I don't know, Wayne. I'm ready for a hug. That's what I'm saying. Don't wait for Monday. Come in on a Saturday.
Yeah, come in on a Saturday.
I'll give you Saturday breakfast.
I'm sure. What, are you going to go out for a croissant? Like you did this morning. Now, when you went on your date this morning.
Yes.
Did you hug?
We hugged on arrival.
And how did you feel?
It was, I don't know, just met, but it was nice. It was. I think that's a definite icebreaker. You can always tell about someone if they're a hugger or not. And I've just had a thought about that date that you told me when you went to the cinema with that guy with the dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Now
that's,
sorry.
That's, you need to go back into the podcast to listen to that.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to go back. Yeah, but yeah. I was thinking about whether you hugged him or not, and maybe he needs a hug. he probably does. But I hugged my date this morning or this afternoon, and then he moved in for a hug at the end as well, which was really nice.
And do you know what hugging does, Jono?
Oh, I would love you to tell me, because it just make people feel good.
Yeah, it really does, because there's a lot of research around hugging, and some of the things what hugging does is, and why it's important, why we as human beings need it, it, is that it releases oxytocin, so you know, it, which is apparently called the love hormone.
Oh.
So it has all these amazing effects, and that's one of them. And what it does, it relaxes, and it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which sort of starts from the back here.
Back of your head.
Yeah, down there, and it's connected to Imelda. Yes, so it all comes back to Imelda, right?
It's always about bloody Imelda.
It's always about Imelda. I know, right?
Google Imelda. It's basically your amygdala, but we called her Imelda.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Imelda. Again, check out the podcast.
Check out the podcast.
That's a funny one.
Download it.
Look, hug it, please. And what it also does, it's a stress reduction.
Yeah.
Hugging, the act of hugging is a stress reduction.
Yeah.
And a system regulator. So it regulates.
Okay.
We talked about it's a hormone shift.
Yep.
So there's some of the key things that it does. And in order for hugging to actually work, you need to invest a little bit of time, right? So
Finding someone.
Well, yeah, finding someone, but also in time of the hug.
Yeah, okay.
Have a guess how long you should hug for to get to start feeling those benefits.
10 to 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, 20 seconds.
And I didn't even look, honestly.
No. So you need to be able to hold that hug for 20 seconds. And also it's about the heart on heart. So if you can get the heart to touch the heart on heart,
yeah,
that's where it kind of starts. Mm. That's the key.
Wow.
If the two hearts touch. And it's because even when if you're in an anxiety attack or something, or you're panicking, if you put your hand on your heart, it automatically just de-stresses you, brings you back down. And also, you know, it's talking about self-touch and self-hugging, right?
That's a completely different show,
I'm talking about self-hugging here.
Self-hugging.
And it can also reduce your cortisol levels, right? So that's really, really important.
Yeah.
And it's all about what they're calling deep pressure therapy. It's because it you need that.
Yeah,
that,
it's like that, a squeeze,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, right? And I think that's when you feel a nice hug for me, like that kind of that squeeze and that letting go. It's important, and there's been a couple of times in my life when I've needed a hug, and I've been very, very fortunate. There was a long time ago, and I say it was a long time ago. I didn't have a great experience, and I needed a friend, and I caught up my friend, and she, and I explained to her the situation, and I said to her, I need a hug.
Oh.
So she's like, okay. I'll be there, but I can't drive because I'm hungover, and I'll have to get my partner, at the time to drop her off. Now, she lived 1 hour and 20 minutes away.
No, and she came for how long? Just for 30 seconds?
Literally 10 minutes. She literally because she had to go to work, so she drove all that way, came for me, hugged me for 10 minutes. I already had, you know, the ugly cry on the phone and all that. Okay. So she already knew the backstory. And she came, she hugged me and she left.
Oh.
And I automatically felt better.
Yeah, there we go.
And so it does, I need it. I need hugs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't get them enough. The other time, which I found really quite sad, really, was my cousin-in-law's sister.
Oh,
there we go, two steps. And she purchased a new car, a spanking new car.
Yeah.
And I got a hug from the car. What? Yeah, I know. It was so unexpected. So
The car.
The car hugged me. So I literally sat in the seat, put in the driver's side seat, or the passenger seat rather. I put on the seatbelt, and she turned on the car, and then it was a schmancy car, and it automatically tightens the seatbelt. So I had no idea, and it just tightened, and I felt this push on my chest.
Oh my gosh!
And I remember, and I'd forgotten about it until she reminded me. I said to her along the lines, oh my God, I really needed that, and that sort of, that touch.
That pressure.
And I think I may have had a few tears.
Fiona's just crying in a car.
Just crying in a car because the car, it was the only, you know, inanimate object that would love me. So I was like, so, you know, it's for me, and I think if you've been listening to me, Jono, I don't know if you have, I don't know.
I have.
Over the last year and a half. A lot of the things that if you've been listening to my, the not so good stuff was me about, you know, I just wanted to be held.
Held and touched and poked and prodded. What?
No, Jono.
I mean, like with your finger, like when you're hugging.
Yes.
You know, like I
want someone to hold
shoulder blades kind of vibe.
I want someone to hold me.
I'm just like, oh, God, I need it right now. Luke, come back.
Yeah. Well, and so I thought, so it all has kind of led, I think, to this moment.
Yes.
For this show.
And so, I mean, is someone going to be coming in on the show to hug you? I don't know.
No.
Shall we make that happen?
Okay. Well, you've got half an hour to
make
that.
If anyone's out there listening.
Let's do it. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
You're on Joy.
It's live radio. Yoni's just trying to silence me because that was Peach PRC, right? And we've just had a message in at the same time. And I think you were just trying to silence me because this message. Now, I'm going to have to – do you want to read it out? Because I can't move the mic at the same time. But do you
– Oh, okay. Yes, I'll read it out.
Do you want to – I don't know what to think about this one. But go. You tell everyone. Come on.
Yes, okay. Afternoon.
Yes.
Agree with Wayne. Yanni does give good hugs.
Right.
Everyone at Joy gives me the hug fix. Dom, the truckie.
Dom the truckie.
Yeah, I've met Dom a number of times.
I want to know who Dom is and where he trucks. Because Dom the truckie, I would like to get to know you and have a truck. I mean, a cuddle, a hug. Oh my God. I'm missing out on these breakfasts. Yeah. What are you doing? I didn't think you ate breakfast.
I ate breakfast, but Dom has come to a number of Joy events.
Functions.
And he's one of our listeners, and he's great.
Dom, look, you haven't had one from me. That's all I can say. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. And then, oh, my God, look, another one.
Oh, stop it. Are you paying these people?
No, I wish.
Are you actually? What are you giving them? Croissants or something? Hang on. What, is there another one?
Where? There is another one.
Hang on, it says.
Can you read it?
Kylie here.
Oh, that's lovely. Hi, Kylie here, enjoying the show. Yeah. And obviously that's Kylie Minogue. We have Kylie Minogue listening to our show, so get you breakfast.
Now, we're talking about hug buddies today and how to get one.
Yes.
And
well, it seems like you've got a few.
Well, there we go.
So how do I get one?
Well, I think we need, before you get one, we need some rules around
All right,
around
tell me the situation. Then. So I can't just go out now and grab someone down in the Vic Pride Centre. That's not allowed.
I don't think that's a... You could ask whoever one you want, but I think let's make this real.
Okay,
right? Let's make it realistic.
But I'm being realistic. If I was to go downstairs now and go, right, I need a hug. I'm going to... Do you know what? I'm going to set a challenge. Let's see if we can get a hug when we leave here tonight.
All right,
but the Vic Pride Centre.
I'm thinking something more permanent. So when you're at home,
oh, you
right?
Mean like regular?
Yeah, when you're at home, when you can sort of just, when you need one at whatever time, that you can get one. So I think there's some rules that you probably need around it. And probably someone within 20 to 30 minutes, like a maximum of 30 minutes away, whether it's a walk or a drive.
Okay.
Right?
And it's just purely hugging.
It is. Well, exactly. It's purely hugging. So you need to set out the rules with the person and go, what is this going to consist of? Is it going to be...
Standing and hugging or big spooning?
See, and this is all the things that you need to discuss with that person to go, so you both feel safe and you both consent to it. Because the other thing I reckon is this is not about a relationship. You can't ask someone that you want to have a relationship with
because then that muddies the waters.
Yeah, muddies the waters, right? So you need to set some ground rules to sort of go, right, this is you are not my romantic interest. You are purely there for the purpose of a hug.
Is there supposed – there doesn't have to be an attraction. So what if the person was not
– Well,
like the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Well, you're asking them.
Yeah, okay. So
the hard rule is – you don't want to be emotionally attracted or attracted. This is not a potential partner because I think that really muddies the water.
Okay.
Right? You just want someone for that moment, for that hug.
Yes.
Right? And I think that – so you need that. You need to set the ground rules of what that looks like. They're also – They're not there for your emotional support, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be there to listen to you for half an hour and, you know, to make you stop crying and things like that. They just need to be there for that short amount of time to provide you that service that you need, which is a hug.
Okay.
Right? So I think these are the ground rules.
So you have to set boundaries, set rules.
You must set boundaries and rules if it's going to be long term.
Now, I'm happy for that. I'm open to finding a hug buddy. So class this as an advert. I am ready and winning for a hug buddy. Please message me in if you want to be my hug buddy.
No, but you've got to... Well, you've got to do the ask.
Well, I'm asking, but I'm going to take applications right now.
Okay. Well, do you have someone who's like half an hour with it, like drive?
No, because like, you know, you've seen me. You had to come over 3,000 bridges to get to where I live.
Yes. And
it's
a moat.
It's almost a chill out festival in Galesford.
Yes.
So, and a moat and then a dragon and so forth. And that's just my mom. No, I'm joking. no, I'm joking. I love my mom. But, you know, I don't have anyone in that area.
Okay.
So I'm willing to find my hug buddy, come in on a weekend, find them here at Joy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a 10-minute squeeze down on the couch.
Yep. And I actually think you probably need more than one. So I would like to get about three hug buddies. No, because I don't want to wear one out. Like,
now, remember, Yoni, this is purely for hugging.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And if, like, you know, I think, let's think about the hugger, so the person that you're asking, are they going to get over you going, oh, I've got to give this person another hug? So I think you want, you don't want to overuse the person because it's not fair on them.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like, you're asking them. And
so once a month? Kind of
it depends what the other person wants. So
how
again.
How much is too much hugging?
Because
then you become needy.
Yeah.
And then it becomes for them, it's like, they want a relationship?
Yeah, this is why you need more than one. You can't rely on this on the one person. I think more than once a week from the same person is too much.
I think we should ask that. If you're listening.
Well, yeah, please.
Please let us know.
How many?
How many hugs do you think, or how many hug buddies should we have?
Should we have? And how many
how regular
week?
Should they be?
Yeah. But this is what you've got to find out. Because I've also got a mate down the road, literally within 3-minute walk away.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, do I ask him? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's a kind of a weird...
Who is that? Do I know them?
No, you don't. No,
not
you don't.
One of our guests.
No.
Ask them.
And he's purely a friend. Yeah, but this is a thing, right? I feel a little bit embarrassed and I feel a bit like weird because it's a different level of... Well, is it a different level of friendship?
Oh, like, see, now you're teetering.
Well, no. Like, I know that there's not, but like, is the friendship more than just, you know, just coffees and catching up and laughing and all that kind of, to now this, you know, and verbal emotional support to like this physical support, like, you know, do they think that it's going to cross the line?
Yeah,
and no, it's not. Like, that's not.
Well, I think we should ask our friends out there. I mean, what do you think? onair@joy.org.au. Let us know. Text us 0427569949. How much is too much hugging? And how many huggers should we participate in this hug buddy program?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
And look, the there's a lot of if you can't get a human, right? There's a
okay.
I have done a little bit of research online.
Pets
and
chimpanzees.
Almost, yes. when we were little children, Jono, what did we?
Tamagotchis. No.
What did we hold?
You're asking me that right now at this time of the day?
When you were a little kid, what did you hold in your bed?
Wait. Oh, a teddy bear.
Yeah, right. So even as little kids, we had a little...
Like a comfort blanket.
A little comfort blanket, a little thing. Now they've more matured. So the thing that works is weight. So weighted blankets.
That's right. You can get those.
Yeah. Weighted blankets are a big thing now. And they have been proven to help people with ADHD and autism. But there are also now fancy teddy bears.
What?
That are designed to provide you a hug. So they are weighted toys almost. And if you look at them online, you can find them online. And they're like, you know, they're like pandas and monkeys.
I don't want to Google.
And they provide you with this hugging ability.
Right. Well, I think we should check. I need to see one of these when we have a little break. You know, I need to see what one of these teddy bears.
Well, do you know what? We're going to go on a break and we're going to play a couple of songs.
If I Google adult toy that you can hug, it's going to come up with a doll. No, not that kind of doll.
No, not that.
Teddy. Adult teddy, and not the guest that we've had on before.
Yes. No. But what we're going to do after the show is I'm going to call my friend. After the show, after the break, I'm going to call her.
Oh.
And we're going to have a chat.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
This is exciting.
Now, we have so many things that could go wrong. The technical drama.
It's live radio, please. I know,
but let's just have a bit of fun with it.
Love it.
So we go from there.
Why are you pointing at me? I have no idea who that was.
Well, it's on the screen.
I can't see it. I am blind in one eye still. You've got to tell me.
It's Mountains.
Mountains.
James Blue, Glantis, and Joe Weese. We're both blind.
We are. It's literally the blind leading the blind.
It really is.
Getting over our eyesight issues.
Yeah. Now, what are we doing?
Well, look, we're carrying on. Talking about today, hug buddies.
Yes.
And we've had a few hugs this morning. We're talking about through how to engage in hugging, how to approach it. There are rules as a single person. You know,
Tiffany had it said, we need someone to hold us, love on us and communicate with us. So we're focusing on holding us. And how do we as single people get someone to hold us?
And it doesn't have to be someone you're attracted to. It can be the opposite sex, a different gender, whatever. It's just a hug buddy.
Yeah. So, and I said earlier, I'm going to call someone live on air and let's see what happens.
Let's do it now then.
Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting.
Hello.
Who's that? Who's that?
Who's there?
Hi, Tamsin. Hello. Now, our listeners may know Tamsin from other radio shows here at Joy, Geeks Out, and
Big Bye Question.
That's right.
And sometimes Hot Bread.
We love Hot Bread, Little Jakes.
Yes.
So Tamsin.
Yes.
I asked you earlier this week, I said, hey, could you listen to the show? And I'm going to call you up and just. And you kindly said yes. Now, I didn't give you any context to the show. I was just like, and you're like, yeah, sounds fun. I'm like, oh, God, girl.
I love your show. Come on. As a long-term single.
Yes.
I listen a lot.
Yeah, good. Yay. Good. So the question is, will you be my hug buddy?
Yes.
Yay!
I'll be your hug buddy.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I love it. From the hugger. Yes. So you're the hugger, right? No, I want to just, because we've only got a short amount of time. I think this is important. How did you feel? What can other people expect if someone who wants a hug buddy and we say, hey, listen to this podcast, how did you automatically feel? Was there some awkwardness? Did you like it? What do you think? What do you want to know for the hug or what are the rules for you?
Well, I think it's great. And I think listening to this will be really good for people to understand, because I think as a single person, one of the hardest signals to get is whether someone wants to be hugged or not.
Yes.
Because we work with a lot of neurodiverse people, and I'm kind of like, oh, do you want to be hugged? Don't you want to be hugged? So we don't necessarily, I mean, we're lucky here at Joy. Everyone loves hugs.
Yeah.
I think asking is the really key. Like if you've got someone that you don't get to hug and you really want to give them hugs more often, just ask.
Yeah. And how do you think a good way is approaching the rules? Because I think it's
how long to hug for. And
yeah. Like, I mean, we only live 20 minutes away and I'm going to call you up and going, hey, can I come over? Like, it'll just be like, you know, so those, like how to alleviate some of the awkwardness, I guess, from the hug, or what's a good way of approaching it?
We're very much adults.
Yes.
And so just asking when you feel like it, but also asking when you don't when you see them, like when you don't necessarily feel like it, go, hey, I happen to be in the area, fancy coming down, having a beer and having a hug.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I do two things at once, a drink and a hug.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
I've just had a business venture idea.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Speed hugging.
Speed. Well, one thing I did forget to say, there are cuddle parties.
What?
And hug parties.
And very quickly for your listeners, I am actually in the studio because you did do a call.
We forgot to mention that.
I want to mention that because, I live only 15 minutes down from the studio, and luckily St Kilda traffic even though it tried to offend me, I got through it all.
He got here in time.
And myself and my lovely other hug buddy, Ava the Rescue Frenchie, made it here in record time. Get no speeding, I promise, just good. A lot of green lights.
Absolutely, absolutely. Beautiful. But there are hug parties.
There are.
So okay. if you're out there and you want to, you know, trial the hugging, there are just go online and find hug parties and stuff. But I actually think...
And I think you have to be careful, though, because there are cuddle parties, which are where people lay on the ground cuddling for a while, and then there are hug parties where you just hug for a couple of minutes kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would like the cuddle party.
But do you know what? I actually like – I'm going to blow my own trumpet here. I like this idea of calling out your local network, picking out three or four people, and they're your people to go and hug.
Okay.
I think that's –
I like that. Three or four, then you don't overwhelm one person and they don't feel obliged all the time to
because,
say yes.
Because, you know, if I'm, you know, doing the ugly cry, you know, two times a week with you're like, Tamsin, you're going to say, Yanni, just
but
enough.
Also you don't have to cry to hug.
No, exactly.
It's okay.
No.
I'll take it. We had happy hugs when
that's
I came running.
Yeah, here. Happy hugs. But I think it's that, it's definitely that touching, that holding, that, you know, and that's what we need. I think we have solved... Our Tiffany Haddish first point. You know, someone to hold us. We're going to get some hug buddies. That is the way that you do it. You ask three or four people, have them in your back pocket. Someone that's close. Set the rules up.
Yeah,
and then hug away.
That's the way we do it. We've solved it. We've solved the first one.
Exactly.
Ding
there
dong.
There we go. We're done.
Ding dong.
Now, we've got a little bit of time left, but we're at that point
almost
of the show.
Almost at that mark.
Almost at that mark.
Oh, dear. Well,
which
don't
we
start
love.
With me. What's I have no idea.
All right, okay.
You go first.
Okay. I've got an interesting one.
But actually, we should explain to the person at home.
Sorry, Tamsin.
We're about to deliver.
That's all right. Come on.
I assumed. Yeah. To everyone else, you know, every week we do a what's good, what's not so good the week about being single.
Okay.
And what that is. For me... This week, it's the same thing as both the good thing and the not so good thing.
Mm.
I went and saw a play last night,
which
I really thoroughly enjoyed. The final, it finishes up today. So if you're in Melbourne, go catch it. And I totally forget the name of the show. It's so me. Just like
it's got Mitchum somebody
it's,
in
it's
it.
It's got Matthew Mitchum in it. And
they take their clothes off.
Yeah, but that's no, it's more than. It's more than just about that. It's,
I'm sure it is, but you had me at take
clothes
off.
It's called Afterglow.
Afterglow.
And it's about a couple. They bring in a third and they're, you know, people fall in love and stuff. And it was a great part of the week because I could go with a friend and enjoy it. And it also got me thinking that, you know, I'm single. I'm single. You know, what does that kind of look like? For anyone who is single and possibly thinking about entering
a third
or
entering as the third
or just what can that be? Right? Yeah. So I thought, well, that's an interesting
nice.
And also, I guess the same thing. It wasn't because it's just like the show was really good, really well acted, and the love that all the characters had for each other. And you're that is a blessing and also not like the way that it was portrayed.
Okay.
So for me, I felt a number of things in that play.
Relief.
A bit of everything. And I think that whole thing was the not being good about being single, but also the great thing about being single.
Nice.
Yes. Jono.
Oh, no. Well, and you, okay. So
our guest always goes
last. All right. Okay. Look, some of the positive things this week have been that, you know, I've been speaking to a couple of different people on different dating sites.
Ooh,
went on a date this morning.
Lovely.
I went for little walkies. And then this morning I had a facial. That's why my nose is all red. And an hour's facial, then an hour's, you know, spa massage, deep massage. It was a couple of hours, just really nice and restful. But during that, I did have my eyes covered and everything. And then this music was very spacey. And I started thinking, like, about being alone. And like being lonely. And then I started feeling a bit sad and negative. And I was like, this is supposed to be a really, like a nice experience.
Yeah.
But then because of the music and I just got lost in it. And it was like that really sort of trance.
And were you like, why can't someone else be here? Why can't I experience this with someone?
I just thought like, I'm really alone. And like, And it was a weird kind of feeling that came over me.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was coming to have a date and see you guys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, it was just weird. But anyway, look, it's because I can do things and I don't have to ask permission. So having a 2-hour spa day this morning.
Lovely. Great.
I love that. I love that. That is probably my biggest things is not having to ask permission to go do things. That's probably
do whatever you want.
I do a lot. Also coming in here, being able to just suddenly jump out of my seat and go, get your ass up, Ava, we're going.
Love it.
I love that. But yeah, I mean, you know, the hard thing is, you know, I wanted to go out for a beer and couldn't find anyone, you know, that kind of thing. Like, whereas, you know, hopefully the partner would want to go out with you or something.
Yeah.
You know,
one would hope, right?
Yes. If I wasn't going on a date, I would have come for a beer with you first. I could have done with one of them today.
No, we all could. Right?
Hang on, Yanni. What is happening? Well, is Ava underneath the table? No, she's there.
I totally.
He's just zoned out. No. He did one of his little. Are you okay over there?
No, I'm trying to do a thousand things at the same time.
So look, I just got to quickly say we had some show planning days, and we've got some really interesting shows that are in the pipeline coming up, and we are going to continue in the next couple of weeks, aren't we, Yanni, with the Tiffany Handish.
Yes.
Are you going to play that little clip again? I think we should before we go.
All right.
Just to remind everyone what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
So the next one we're talking about is what, Yanni? Love on us.
Yes.
What are you doing over there?
You know, I'm trying to find the outro. And I thought I put it in.
Do you know, by the time you find it, we may be back at next week, to be fair.
No.
What is going on?
No, I found it now. So it's all
you good. Have? So we can, we're about to finish up, are we? Is
yeah, we're about
saying?
To finish up. Yeah.
All right, well, this has been Living Life Single. If you've enjoyed us, then you can find us on Instagram, living_life_single, something like that. I don't know, just find us. If you haven't enjoyed the show, then just... Basically, you know, we're big by questions.
Oh, thank you to our very special guest, Tamsin. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See you, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.